following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
At Advance Auto Parts, great deals on the parts you need are your Advance Advantage. And this is a plug for spark plugs. Get it? Plug for spark. Anyway, Advance has the right price and selection of OE quality spark plugs from brands like Denso, NGK, and more. Plus now save $1 instantly on premium Autolite Iridium spark plugs. That's up to $8 in instant savings. That'll put a little spark in your budget.
Advance Auto Parts.
See store for details.
Hey, Greeny, you know what really irritates me?
When I'm right and you're wrong?
Well, that certainly does. But also, when there are annoying tags in my underwear and T-shirts, you know the ones, that scratch your skin and bother you all day?
Oh, the worst.
Exactly. That's why I only wear Hanes now, because Hanes got rid of the annoying tags in all their T-shirts and underwear, so they're more comfortable than ever before. Hanes is known for their tagless T-shirts, and now all Hanes underwear is tagless, too. This includes every pair of boxers, briefs, and boxer briefs.
That sounds great. Now, if only I could get rid of all the annoying things around me, just like that.
Yeah. What's that?
You're tuned in to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. You can join the show by calling the Bruce Furniture fan line, emailing the Dent Popper inbox, by sending us a tweet or a Facebook message. The show that brings you guests that offer the best insight from the top professionals in sports.
Stu Pospisil, Omaha World Herald, Brian Rosenthal, beat writer for the Lincoln Journal Star. From ESPN, ESPN.com, Adam Rittenberg, Steve Sipple, the Lincoln Journal Star, Mike Babcock of Huskers Illustrated, Sean Callahan of HuskerOnline.com.
As well as the top athletes and coaches in sports.
Tim Miles in his initial visit to the Doug and Daddy Show. U.S. Olympian Tervell Delagnev, Doug O'Neill, winning trainer of All Have Another.
Who will be on the show today? Let's find out by heading to the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Welcome to the final edition of the Doug and Daddy Show for the month of May. Glad to have you along with us on the program today. We're going to be talking with Sean Callahan of Husker Online in our next segment, previewing the Shrine Bowl and seeing what's going on with Husker recruiting. That's all coming up in our next segment. We're also going to be taking a look at what's going on with the NCAA baseball tournament as that gets rolling today. So keep it here for updates there. And unfortunately, the Nebraska softball team not playing today. And we'll get into that, too. What a format. You're playing for a national championship and you don't play the first 2 days. I don't understand how that works. Nebraska will play an elimination game tomorrow at 11. And again, I had to think about conversations that we have had on the show before about that last time that Nebraska came up with that big win when they took that next step. And I think this softball team did that by winning the Super Regionals. There's no doubt about it. But they were in place to win the game yesterday at the College World Series against a team that won the national championship not that long ago, but is a new team. But let's face it, you watch what happened yesterday. Nebraska is not going to be able to compete with an Oklahoma. Nebraska, I'm afraid to say, is done tomorrow. Florida got thumped yesterday. And what do they got now, 6 losses on the year? They were in a spot yesterday to get a huge win, and then Tennessee pulls off the upset. I mean, Tennessee and Florida had battled all year long, and Florida had got the better of them. Tennessee just crushed them yesterday, 9-2. Nebraska would have had a better matchup by winning than by losing, and that's what you hate to see, is that if that team you're rooting for, usually you drop in the loser's bracket, you figure, well, should be an even matchup. It will not be an even matchup tomorrow morning. Nebraska will have to play immensely better than they did yesterday for the softball team to keep their season alive. They would have to win twice tomorrow, so they don't play today. Don't play today, but would have to play twice tomorrow. And the game is at 11 a.m. on ESPN. So all we can do is sit back and watch and listen on 1230 KHAS and root for the Nebraska softball team as they play tomorrow, giving up just 3 hits. But those 3 hits were a triple and 2 home runs. Too many walks, just didn't play like they had most of the season when they were winning, and that's what's always disappointing, although Coach Rhonda Revelle just kind of took it with a grain of salt, said, hey, We did not have perfect execution like we have had quite a bit this year, but we're here and we're going to enjoy it. We're going to see what happens. But again, got to be careful. A lot of, and it doesn't matter what level you're at. This Nebraska team is a young team, and so you just kind of assume, well, we'll be back. I'm guessing Oregon figured they'd be back this year, too, until a young Nebraska team come in and trip them up. No guarantees that you're going to be going as deep, whether it's just making a regional, super regional, or College World Series. So hopefully Nebraska can find a way to get a win so they've got something to build on going into next year. French Open continuing. Lincoln native Jack Sock knocked out by the elder statesman Tommy Haas, 7-6, 6-2, 7-5. So he battled him tough in two of the three sets. So the 20-year-old Lincoln native is out of the French Open as he's trying to make his way into the tennis world. And the Royals last night break that 8-game losing streak. Did you see what time that game got over? Oh, my goodness. Well, you're thinking, oh, come on, come on. They had multiple rain delays, but the latest was in the ninth inning. And I was listening last night to Denny Matthews and the crew broadcast the game when the game's moving along. Then all of a sudden, it just opened up, And they had they finished the game after 3 in the morning because this was the last time that St. Louis and Kansas City were to play. And so they waited and they waited and they waited, and they finally put enough kitty litter out there in 3 in the morning that they could battle, and Kansas City ended up winning it the same day that George Brett took over as their interim hitting coach. Whether that had anything to do with it or not, I don't know. So just a couple of the highlights from the last 24 hours, and an old name here. What? It's, again, you look at a headline and you go, what? Doc Sadler, former Nebraska coach who you saw on the bench with Kansas this year, seemed like, wow, what a good gig. He's leaving Kansas, and he's going to go to Iowa State as an assistant, replacing T.J. Olzelberger, who left Fred Hoiberg's Cyclone staff for a position with Washington. Sadler was the director of basketball operations at Kansas. Also, of course, been at UTEP 3 years before coming to Nebraska. Is that a step up? I wonder, you know, it just seemed like director of basketball operations, just like the guys at Kansas like Doc, and they invented a position. And I know there are directors of basketball operations, but surprise there. Doc Sadler leaving Kansas and going to Iowa State, where he'll be on the bench as an assistant coach for Fred Hoiberg, who's somewhat younger than him. So we'll see how that all pans out, plays out. We'll see what happens with Doc Sadler. 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. That's the phone number for the program. You can email us at any time to the Debt Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. You can Facebook us at ESPN Superstation, and you can tweet us at ESPN 1460 and 1550. That's at ESPN 1460, 1550. The Shrine football players are on their way to Kearney as we speak. The bus is loaded up about an hour ago, and so they are just about halfway on their way to Kearney. They will work out today after lunch, and then banquet tonight for the Kearney, Kearney Shriners and all the players. That's going on tonight, and then tomorrow they get up, they have a little get together, and kickoff is set for just after 2 o'clock, and you'll hear that on Classic Hits 98.9. A lot of American Legion baseball going on over the weekend. Kearney Post 52 is at the Westside Tournament in Omaha starting today. Kearney Runza is playing along with the Hastings at the Grand Island Home Federal Tournament, which is going on this weekend. Kearney Five Points Juniors are hosting a tournament up at Memorial Field this weekend. Last night, the Kearney Little Caesars Seniors beat Edgar 4-0, and Lincoln Peterson threw a no-hitter in that ball game for Kearney Little Caesars. Hastings 5 points beat Central City last night by a score of 16-4. For a Hastings Johnson Imperial Homes, they are headed to the Junior Turf Classic in Omaha, and the Hastings Runza's team is playing in the Kearney 5 points Juniors tournament this weekend as well. For the Grand Island teams, of course, we told you Home Federal is hosting their classic this weekend, and for Grand Island 5 points Juniors, they will be heading down to Omaha today to take on Millard North. They take on Creighton Prep tomorrow. So it's all part of the West Side Tournament. And for Tom Dinsdale's, B seniors, they will be at the tournament in Lincoln this weekend as well. And for the USA Pharmacy Juniors, they're playing a doubleheader at Ravenna tonight. So everybody's got a little something going there for American Legion Baseball. And we'll bring this up with Sean Callahan maybe a little bit too. But the Nebraska Football Hall of Fame class of 2013 has been announced. And four former Husker greats, including a trio of defensive backs and Keo Craver, Reggie Cooper, and Russell Gary, will go into the hall, as well as all Big 8 offensive linemen from the late 70s, John Havakost, also Nebraska Wesleyan All-American wide receiver Tim Beebe, and then some special recognition for the Clarence Swanson Meritorious Service Award goes to Ernie and Jan Thayer of Grand Island, and the Lyle Bremser Special Merit Award goes to Tom and Mary Hansen of Papillion. The Hall of Fame ceremonies are the weekend of September the 20th, the South Dakota State Contest. We're going to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show, but as it's a busy Friday, as it's a busy weekend with all kinds of activities going on, whether you're in town for the baseball tournaments, whether you're in town for the Shrine Bowl, whether you're just working your tail off and need to get a quick lunch, don't forget the Chicken Coop is there for you in Kearney and Grand Island. And every Friday, their lunch special for only $5.99 is the prime rib sandwich with choice of side item. They also have lunch specials on Saturday with pork tenderloin and chicken fried steak on Sunday. They're open 7 days a week, Kearney and Grand Island, with a happy hour from 2 to 5:30 every Monday through Friday to watch all of your favorite sporting events. Go in today, catch the golf, catch the college baseball, and with the NBA and the NHL taking the day off, you can pick them up over the weekend as well. Whatever it is you want to watch, they've got it on for you at the Chicken Coop, Kearney and Grand Island. Sean Callahan when we come back.
The NBA playoffs on ESPN Radio and ESPNRadio.com. Presented by AutoTrader.com. The Heat and Pacers continue to rock back and forth. This time it's the Heat that grabs a hold of momentum.
LeBron, he'll shoot three. Got it.
Now the Pacers face a must-win Game 6.
All the action of Game 6 between the Pacers and Heat Saturday night at 7:30 on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
The Herd. Here's a sad football stat. 70% of first-round picks never make a Pro Bowl. Look, football's a business, and like your business, you try to manage risk and avoid hassles. Here's a brilliant solution. Eliminate business hassles by moving your business to Regis. Your fully furnished, wired Regis office can be ready when you need it. It includes a receptionist, access to meeting rooms, state-of-the-art video conferencing, all with no long-term lease. Mention Cowherd when you call and get 2 months free. Call 1-800-OFFICES, 1-800-OFFICES.
All across the country, there are those who are going pro. They are taking their game to the next level. They are swishing, flossing, and brushing those hard-to-reach places. They are going pro with Crest Pro Health. They are getting a clean that will transform their oral health and shedding their amateur status and going pro with their oral care routine. Go pro with Crest Pro Health. Life opens up.
Come on in, let the games begin.
Hi, this is Jeremy from HK Sports Bar and Grill in Hastings. The sun is finally shining, the weather's straightening out, and we're celebrating with an all-new summer salads menu. We've traveled the world via the internet, tasting recipes from all corners, and now it's your turn to enjoy the new summer salad menu. And 12 beers on tap, including the summer favorite, Leinenkugel's Summer Shandy, at HK Sports Bar and Grill.
Come on in, let the games begin.
Sunny to partly cloudy skies will continue across the area through the day today with a high in the mid-70s, with winds out of the west becoming gusty at 15 to 30. Tonight, there's an isolated chance for a shower developing late with a low temperature near 50. Right now, it's 64.
Show Doug Duda with you on this Friday, going solo on his final day of May. Hard to believe. Don't forget that it's hard to believe that Tuesday it's all done with the sensational savings store-wide sale at Bruce Furniture, Kearney, Hastings, Holdridge, and Alliance. They are open until 5:30 each and every day, Friday, Saturday, Monday, and Tuesday. And they are closed on Sunday. to be with their family, just like hopefully you are. But check out the flyer you received in your mail this weekend for additional savings. Right now, you can get a European pillow top queen set with your bonus bucks, just $4.99. Bruce Furniture's guaranteed good deal that if you find a Serta mattress for less, they'll give you $500 cash. Can't go wrong with that, can you? Check it out today at the fine folks in Kearney, Hastings, Holdridge & Alliance, Bruce Furniture and Floor Covering, just right for you. You can visit them online at brucefurniture.com. Again, if you'd like to join us on the program today, shoot us an email, shoot us a Facebook, or shoot us a tweet. Of course, it's Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Tomorrow, it's the Hastings Area All-Star Basketball Games at Adams Central through the Mike Trader Camp. Girls go at 6, boys at 8. Numerous players from Donovan to Blue Hill to Burwell to Sandy Creek to Cross County and Grand Island and everywhere in between. And then at Grand Island Central Catholic High School on Sunday, it's the annual Pinnacle Bank Agency Boys and Girls All-Star Games. Girls at 4, the boys at 6. And on the roster, Riley Shoemaker from Central Catholic. He'll be coming right off the Shrine Bowl football field to go play some basketball. The energy that our youngsters have, it is the energy that I think Sean Callahan has as well. And it's time for our Husker Recruiting Update, brought to you by T&L Irrigation Systems, proven technology that's easier on you for a lifetime. Getting ready to roam the sidelines for NET tomorrow. Sean, how are you?
Doing good. Just doing some preparation right now for the game, actually. Just going over the starting lineups and everything right now for the Shrine Bowl. We got those last night.
Wow, they give cool stuff to you guys.
Hey, I sent him to you just now, by the way.
I got him, but I just had to throw that
out. And by the way, the south defense is actually the north defense. They had that mixed up, but you'd probably figure that out.
Thanks, buddy. Yeah, thanks for the heads up, though. Any help is good help. I'll tell you what. Let's talk a little bit about Huskers, and we'll come back to the Shrine game. We've got all kinds of things going on. I want to start with the Rivals 100 camp that's going to be going on in Chicago next week. Now, there are no Nebraska kids going to that, but I'm sure there's some kids there that the Huskers are interested in.
Yeah, without a doubt. You know, I don't know if there's anybody for sure in this camp that Nebraska would be like the leader on, but it is without a doubt one of the best collections of talent I've ever seen at an event anywhere. We're going to have 100 players, all expense paid for a weekend in Chicago, outfitted by Under Armour, and they'll take part in a showcase camp over the weekend, next weekend. Of the guys in the camp, to kind of put it into perspective, we have 14 of the nation's top 18 players, so 14 five-star players will be there. The lowest ranked guy in the deal is 182 in our top 250. I mean, so it is a who's who event of some of the nation's top players. And like I said, there isn't really a guy in this thing that I would say Nebraska is leading on. But just, you know, if you like talent and like to follow football, I mean, this is going to basically be a future NFL combine of sorts. But they don't do any testing. It's a camp with events, and it should be a pretty cool event in Chicago next weekend.
How many of these kids have yet to commit? Just ballpark.
Let's see. I don't have the exact number. I'm looking at the list right now. 6, 8, 10, 12, 14, 16, 18, 22. About 25 of them are committed. So 25 of the 100 are committed right now, are in that range. So not as many as you would think. We'll have a handful of Notre Dame guys. Alabama has 3 commits in the game. Auburn has 2, Clemson 2. Notre Dame will have 5. You know, so it lets you kind of put into perspective, LSU has 2, and those are the only other teams with multiple guys. You got Texas with 1, A&M with 1, all the way down the line. And, you know, the rest of the guys are pretty much open.
Talking with Sean Callahan here on the Doug and Daddy Show on this Friday. Let's take that one step farther. Where is Nebraska at in their recruiting? They continue to offer kids. Nobody has accepted one recently. Are you waiting for the Big Red Weekend to open some things up again?
I think that's the next step. I mean, there's probably 4 guys that I feel like Nebraska's sitting in a good position with. Monte Harrison, the 4-star receiver out of Kansas City. Peyton Newell, the defensive lineman out of Hiawatha, Kansas. Jimmy Swain, a linebacker out of Kansas City. You know, I like their chances with those 3. I like their shot with DJ Foster. Zach Darlington, their number one quarterback prospect, will be on campus on June 6th. And here's the deal. You can't expect a guy to commit to Nebraska without ever being here, and that's the biggest thing. You know, it's really unrealistic for high-profile guys to commit without it being on campus. Tavon Bryant, who's a defensive end out of Wyoming, who's arguably the most high-profile Wyoming guy in maybe 10-plus years, he'll be back for a second visit at Big Red Weekend. He's got an Oregon offer, a Florida offer, a number of big offers for a guy in Wyoming. He's another guy I think Nebraska could stand pretty well with, you know, after the Big Red Weekend here coming up.
The Football Hall of Fame class was for Nebraska was announced yesterday. Any thoughts? It seems like most of the guys that are supposed to be in are in, because not as many are going in this year, and they've went and picked up some defensive backs.
Yeah, Keo Craver gets in. You know, the minimum criteria is you have to be a first-team all-conference selection by either the coaches or the media, which, you know, after a while, that's going to really thin out the field of eligible players, because you think about how hard it was to make all Big 12 when the league got pretty loaded there. You know, you think about a guy like Nate Swift, who's a record holder at Nebraska, or even a Joe Gans. They're not going to get in the Hall of Fame at Nebraska. Matt Davison will never make the Hall of Fame at Nebraska because he was never first-team all-conference. But yet, you've got a receiver from the 90s, John Bostic. He's in the Hall of Fame. But you're telling me John Bostic was better than Matt Davison or Nate Swift? No. So I think that's something that they should readdress, that, you know, maybe there could be some exceptions with that first-team all-conference criteria, because I think you're going to run out of some names to put in there eventually, because, you know, it's getting to the point where in the 80s and the 70s you'd have 7-8 guys on the first team a year sometimes, where now you might have one or two just because of the parity of the conference.
Talking right now with the main man at Husker Online, that is Sean Callahan. Let's get into the Shrine Bowl a little bit. You can give us the unbiased opinion. Who's got the better team?
I like the North. I think mainly up front, they have Nick DeLuca at middle linebacker, and he's an animal, 6'3", 245. I think you're going to really like him. And then Nathan Budgeta, he's going to be probably the World Herald Athlete of the Year from Howell, state champion wrestler, state champion shot put thrower, all class. He's a guy that took Mike Schaaf down to the wire and when they wrestled, and we all know how good Mike Schaaf was at wrestling. And then he's going to Iowa for football. Those two guys will really anchor a stout defense for the North squad. I think you kind of have to give the skill player edge, though, to the South. They've got a nice collection of skill players on that South roster. Two really good quarterbacks in Luke McNick and Najee Jackson. Devin Washington is the best running back in the game. Tyler Cabin from Wahoo is pretty solid, too. But on paper, I think I would give my edge to the North. I just think they have better players up front, and they'll have a better defense with more skill and playmakers on defense. My question will be, you know, can they score points? I think the South will have a better offense that probably could put up some points, so that will be a good matchup to watch.
Now, Josh Banderas is not going to be able to play. Kearney folks have seen him because Southwest was up here. Any other news on that front?
Well, he had a shoulder injury, and when Josh accepted the bid to the Shrine Bowl, they basically knew it was a long shot. He is not cleared for contact until June 1st. So basically the first day he would have been eligible to go through live contact is the day of the Shrine Bowl. And I think everybody could probably understand Josh wanted to be a part of the week, but with a shoulder injury, one wrong hit and you're out for the year, especially coming off that surgery that he had. So that's the main reason. You know, I think Josh obviously wanted to be a part of the week, and he even wanted to attend the hospital with the team and be a part of everything that he could. He'll be in Kearney, though, I know for sure, talking to his dad, and hopefully be down there on the sidelines rooting the guys on.
Yeah, they've got some good connections back here in Kearney as well, so even if it was just for some friends, I think we'll see that tomorrow as well. As you study this, and as we've talked to both of the coaches here on the show, you can never quite get a grip if it's going to put some offense on the board. I get a feeling that we're going to see some scoring tomorrow.
I think, yeah, we've seen it's kind of gone that direction the last couple of years, ever since they've moved the game up early. I think you've just seen better players in the game. When they were playing it in July, the talent pool was so limited because of the early enrolling for college. But the you know, I personally think you've got the four best quarterbacks in the state, Luke McNick, Najee Jackson, you know, the Akri, and then Zach Martin. Those four guys, the key for a fun All-Star game is you have to have great quarterback play, and we had it last year as well. You know, the kid from Crete, McGinnis, threw a great ball in the game. Brockmeyer a couple years ago. Riker Fife was in the game last year. So I think the quarterback play on both sides is outstanding. And, you know, you're going to see Mike Johnson from Waverly, who's a traditional wishbone coach, mix in Isaac Akri. He kind of joked that Isaac Akri is kind of like his dream quarterback for what they run at Waverly, but he wanted to make sure that they also had another guy on the north that could throw. And Zach Martin is a great thrower. There's a receiver from South Sioux City. He's going to Wayne State by the name of Nate Rogers. He's been impressive. He's a 6'4", 175 basketball player guy. I look for him to be a guy they throw the ball to quite a bit as kind of their main receiver. And then on the south, you've got a bunch of these real small, quick receivers. There's a kid from Papillion going to North Dakota State named Tyler Rice. He's 5'8", 170, very quick feet. Tradion Hollins, the great basketball player from Central, is in this game as well, and he's kind of one of their other number one receiving options. So I think you're going to see some good playmaking on the skill, and a lot of it, I think, is because this game's earlier now, and a lot of these players, really the only guy that said no to the game was the kid at McCook, Jake Schlager, and I don't blame him. He's had such bad luck with injuries in his career. I think he was kind of hesitant to possibly get hurt before going to Colorado State. But even Josh Banderas would have played in this game, and I think having it in June 1st allows all the best guys to play, and we see that this year with this roster right now.
What about running backs? You got to be steady at that position as well. Who's going to be the best ball carrier in this ball game?
Well, Devin Washington on the south is the best back in the game. From Lincoln South. He's going to Iowa Western. I think he could be a Division I guy after Iowa Western in 2 years. Then the fullback, you know, for this team on the south is Harrison Jordan. He's an Omaha West Side guy, just a classic 5'10", 245, loves collisions, and he'll be lead blocking. So those two guys together will be fun to watch on the south. On the north, I've always been a big Tyler Cavan fan, and a lot of the Class A guys in the game, he's the running back from Wahoo that went over 2,000 yards this year. They were like, man, that little Wahoo guy is a lot better than we realized. And I like Tyler. I think he's tough. He's quick. And I really think he'll be the featured back. They've got another kid from Aquinas, Landon Stauffer, listed as a running back on the roster. But to me, Cavan is far and away the top running back. And I think you'll even see Isaac Akri obviously get a number of carries as well.
We're talking with Sean Callahan of Husker Online here for just another minute on the Doug and Daddy Show. Now, you threw out the name of the wide receiver, Nate Rogers. Was there another name or two while you were at camp that maybe is off the radar that you heard the coaches were impressed by?
You know, I like the Squires kid from Kearney Catholic. I just like his personality and makeup. I think he's going to be a great player for UNK from Kearney Catholic. Vinny Ross, another UNK recruit from Perkins County. Those two guys are good. Ryan Huff out of Ralston's another lineman that's really impressed us. His brother was Mike Huff. He's he's a legit 6'4", 240. You know, if you're just trying to throw out a couple lineman names, those guys jumped out. You know, I should mention that you're going to have another few walk-ons, Connor Ketter from Norfolk Catholic, and then Jordan Beller from Norfolk Catholic. Jordan Beller is going to walk on at Nebraska as a punter. But he's going to start as a defensive back in this game. He's a very good athlete and very good high school player. And Jordan Beller, I think he'll impress people at the game tomorrow with his ability to punt the ball, his directional punting, his hang time. You know, he's just a fun guy to watch. And, you know, he won three straight state championships for his dad, Jeff Beller, at Norfolk Catholic.
And I guess there's still the question out there now that the kids can't play at Memorial Stadium anymore because of the NCAA rule. And everything I've seen, the coaches are definitely going to be politically correct. And I think the kids, the clips I've seen, the ones we've talked to, and they've all been very honest. Oh, yeah, it would have been great to play at Memorial Stadium, but this is going to be good too. Is that the feeling you're getting?
Yeah, I do. You know, it's a two-year agreement, obviously, for Kearney to show what they can do. And I think the Shrine will obviously try to revisit the rule with the NCAA, but you know, if Kearney can just blow people away with the atmosphere tomorrow and the crowd is a sellout, that might make a case to keep the game at Kearney. I really do. I mean, if if everybody is like, man, it was fun playing in front of a full house at Foster Field, and the atmosphere was loud, and the parade was great, and everything was great, and we just didn't get that feeling when it was in Lincoln, there might be a strong sentiment to keep the game in Kearney permanently. So really, this is a two-year audition for Kearney to prove that they can make this a better experience than Memorial Stadium. We all know Memorial Stadium is sacred ground, but you know, 6,000 to 7,000 people in Memorial Stadium is like a couple flies on the wall compared to what we're going to see tomorrow when 6,000 or 7,000 or 8,000 people in Foster is standing room only, and you know, the atmosphere and the noise level should be pretty good.
All right, finally, Sean, before we let you get out of here, let's brag about the kids that are representing our alma maters. I see that Devin Kronk at 260 on the roster is who Coach Johnson is going to start at tight end out of the great city of Ord. So that tells you a few things, I think, about what they want to do about running the football. And I believe you've got a young man that is representing your alma mater.
Yeah, Chad Bertagni, gross, is your classic South Omaha guy, a 5'9", 245-pound lineman. So he's just you know, a good, tough, hard-nosed kid, and it's always good to see. And that's what I like about the Shrine Bowl. I mean, you get a lot of guys that maybe this might be their last football game they're ever going to play in, but they play in the game and get after it and really make a fun week out of it. And that's what it's all about. I think every kid has talked to me about it this week, that when they got to go to that hospital, it really opens their eyes what this experience is about when they get to meet the kids and see really why this game has been around for 55 years.
All right, buddy, we'll see you later on, and we'll hopefully have a big meeting tonight.
Yep, I think we're heading to Cunningham's tonight, so maybe I'll run into you for dinner, and we're going to stop over there when we get into town. So
that would be a good place for a meeting.
A good place, yeah. And, I got to talk to Mike about the Husker lunches, right?
That's right. We're looking forward to doing it again. So, Sean, as always, thanks for the time here on the Doug and Daddy Show, and we'll talk to you later.
Hey, see you this weekend. Thanks.
See you, buddy. Sean Callahan with us in our TNL Husker recruiting update, kind of a two-parter today to talk about the Shrine and starting off with the Husker recruiting brought to you by TNL Irrigation Systems. Choosing the right recruit for Nebraska can be a difficult decision, but choosing your pivot system, well, with TNL, the choice is simple. TNL provides a safe, hassle-free, and reliable hydrostatically powered pivot for continuous movement and even water distribution. Just find out how easy the choice is by contacting your nearest TNL dealer. They're all over the state of Nebraska, the United States, and 60 countries worldwide. Or you can check out their website, TLIRR.com. TNL Irrigation Systems, proven technology that works and is easier on you for a lifetime. We're back with more on the Doug and Daddy Show after this.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
Hi, it's the Herd. Guys, you work out to stay fit. But what are you doing to work out your brain? You need the competitive edge to stay sharp, ahead of the game. That's why we recommend Lumosity.com. Great site. Like a personal trainer for your brain. Lumosity.com gives you quick, daily online workouts. I've used it. Exercises, but fun, like playing games. Personalized to meet your goals. Based on the science of neuroplasticity. Lumosity.com is designed to improve your brain's performance, whether you want to be sharper, more focused in meetings, better problem solver, or just remember more and think more clearly. I've used it. Lumosity.com gives you the edge you need to succeed. Lumosity.com. Try it. Start training today. Go to Lumosity.com, click the Start Training button to begin training for free. That's Lumosity.com. And tell them you heard it from me.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney, no health insurance. As independent and authorized producers of Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska,
independent licensees of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association. Rich Peters and Matt Myers will work with you to make sure you have health insurance coverage that fits your needs. Their approach is simple. They listen. And will tailor a policy that'll work within your budget. When you need health insurance, just call Rich Peters and Matt Myers, your local Farm Bureau agents. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Sunny to partly cloudy skies will continue across the area through the day today with a high in the mid-70s with winds out of the west becoming gusty at 15 to 30. Tonight, there's an isolated chance for a shower developing late with a low temperature near 50. Right now, it's 70.
Let's go out and get a canadle. What do you think? Canadle, that was the championship word for the Scripps Spelling Bee. I saw all the words that, not all of them, but a lot of the words that led up to that, and canadle. I think I could have had a 50-50 chance at getting canadle.
Would you rather have like a really long word, like 20 letters, or like something short like that with like tricky?
Well, that's usually the when they're short, they're usually tricky, or else they wouldn't give you the word.
Exactly.
You know? Yeah. It's not like they're going to say cat and it's, you know, starts K-H-A-T. You know, it's interesting. But canadle, and congratulations to the 13-year-old youngster that brought home the title. That's pretty amazing that you can third, first, that you hardly ever get tripped up by a word from the local qualifying all the way up. You can just one word. You got to, like, know the whole dictionary, don't you? And, like, other country dictionaries, but doesn't matter. Congratulations there. I don't know if you can get a canadle at Big Daly's Deli, but you can get a heck of a good sandwich. Two locations in Hastings, top of the hill in Kearney, 3905 North 2nd Avenue. And in Hastings at 801 West 2nd or 610 East South Street. Big Daly's Deli, they make a sandwich the way you want with their countless toppings to add to your sandwich. And, folks, it is so, so good when you put it together with the meal deal. You can get the drink, and you can get either a cookie or some chips, maybe a fruit cup. Good day like this for some fruit cup. You can get that today at Big Daly's Deli. Open 7 days a week for you. Let's see. We always like to pick the magical number just so we can try a different sandwich. Jeff, what do you got today?
23, Michael Jordan.
Since Jimmy's on vacation, we're going to feed you a tuna salad sandwich. It's not quite Lent, but we're going to give you a tuna salad sandwich
today. I like tuna.
Well, that's good, yeah. Well, I don't know how you couldn't like any of the bazillion sandwiches that they've got here at Big Daly's Deli. I'm going to go with the 38 today. It's the championship combo featuring hard salami and turkey breast. Two of my favorites, salami and turkey.
Have you tried
gotta
the half-pounder yet?
Got to get some bacon like that. Dude.
You say that every week. You're like, I'm going to try it.
The half-pounder would last me a whole week. There's no doubt about it. The old 51er, the old 51, the half-pound. My goodness. You're right, though. Guys got to try it. That'd be a good one to take, like, if you're driving out, you're heading out of town for the weekend, for vacation, or the week, whenever it is, you're just heading out of town, and you don't have to drive, be even better. You just sit there and munch on that sandwich the whole way. You could probably make it all the way to Denver or Kansas City. Now, I could. There's some people whose names shall remain nameless.
So you would you eat it all in one?
Finish it by the time you hit the interstate.
Or would you, like, kind of, like, pace it?
There,
like,
is no way I could eat it all
that baby
at once.
In half.
There's no way. The foot long right now is just 12 inches. That's perfect. I usually can pound that baby down, and then I'm just good to go. Little good, yum, right there.
What's nice is they always give you a pickle, and my fiance, she loves those.
There you go. You're getting closer, by the way, aren't you? First, you got to get one of your buddies married off this weekend, and what are you, a month away?
Yep, 36, I think, because we're exactly 5 weeks after my buddy Matt and my buddy Matt's tomorrow. So
you haven't even come close to the sweating stage, have you?
No, but I can feel it, man.
Yeah, but again, that you guys have been together long enough that it's not shouldn't be a big deal.
It'll probably be normal. You know, we've been together for, I think, 4 years now. So,
oh, that's all.
Yeah. Well, I mean, everybody was telling us it's about time. So, I mean,
yeah, bow to the pressure, Jeff.
My bad.
Bow to the pressure. Miami Heat, winner last night. I don't know. Is there pressure in that? Again, it was another physical basketball game, but the Heat came out, put on a huge run in the third quarter, went up by about 17 points, I believe it was, at 70-53, and they coasted into the 90-79 win. LeBron James had his game last night, 30 points, 8 rebounds, 6 assists. I picked the Heat in 6. Even if Indiana wins tomorrow, this should be over in 7, but I will give Indiana credit. They are battling. They are battling Miami. There is no doubt that Miami has the target on their back more so than most favored teams lately, and they're going to need to win tomorrow night so they can get a couple extra days rest to get ready for San Antonio when the NBA Finals begin on June the 6th. And again, you can hear every game from tomorrow night on into the championships here on ESPN Radio, right up into the College World Series, which is a couple of weeks away. Our sports calendar is pretty quiet today. There is no NBA and NHL, so you get to enjoy all the other sports. Our Midtown Mark Cooler question at ESPNSuperstation.com is, which team will win the Stanley Cup? 47% of you, I was on this one, the Chicago Blackhawks. A little surprise at 47%. Took them, 33% with the Pittsburgh Penguins, 13% with the Boston Bruins, or I took Boston, excuse me, I took Boston, and 7% with the Kings of L.A. So there you go. Only 7% with the defending champions.
I think it's going to be the Penguins. I've watched a lot of hockey this year.
Okay, so you're right there. Our weekend question, Midland University in Fremont, NAIA, announced this week that they are adding hockey as a varsity sport at Midland University. Should Nebraska add hockey? This is a question that's been out there because of the following that UNO has, because of the potential to bring in revenue, the potential to go to a hockey game and drink beer. That's how as I see it. And with the new arena, here's the deal, though. They didn't set things up, did they? I mean, Pinnacle Bank arena is not set up for hockey, so I don't know how they... I mean, and yeah, they've got the hockey ice there with the Lincoln Stars play on. Should Nebraska add hockey? No. There, I've said it. No, that's my vote. What do you think, folks? Vote on our Midtown Mark Cooler question today and each and every day at ESPNSuperstation.com, ESPNSuperstation.com. We're going to talk with Andy from Midway here in just a minute as we go into our final break and then talk about some of the great matchups that are coming up later today. But Tiger Woods is struggling a little bit right now, or a lot of it. He's over par at Jack's tournament, and he's 10, 11 shots off the pace, which is way too far for him to come and win that tournament. Bill Haas has the lead with the second wave of players still to go, so I guess you can write off Tiger for the weekend, possibly. Maybe missing the cut, so we'll see how the afternoon plays out. The cut line right now looks like he is above that cut line, which is at +2, and he is at +1 at last check. So all the afternoon still to go. He may make the cut, but be some 11 shots off the lead with a couple of holes still to go. And as we mentioned at the top of the show, the French Open continues on. The top seeds are really, they're breezing through. There have been no major upsets, which you always see in every tournament. Serena Williams, Maria Sharapova, they cruise through today. The 2, 3, and 4 seeds, Nadal and Ferrer, they move through on the men's side. And Jack Sock, as we said, the Lincoln native, lost his second round match today to Tommy Haas. We'll be back with more of the Doug and Daddy Show here in just a little bit. But right now, Andy from Midway Auto Dealership with us here in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. No longer the most famous Griffith from Aurora. We've been talking about off the air about your sister, Abby, who did some great things along with the rest of the Hastings track team at Nationals last week.
Yeah, she very proud to say that she's my little sister. And it's something she can remember. She was forced to follow my brother and I around to every track meet and to every sporting event, and it just kind of caught on with her. But no special, say good job to my little sister, Abby Griffith. She ended up placing 3rd in shot put, 7th in hammer throw out there in Indiana at Nationals. And she walked away. She's a 5-time All-American, and she's an academic All-American too. So I'm very proud and very blessed to say that's my little sister. And no, she's not adopted. there actually is some similar DNA traits there, but she took all the good brain cells and everything. So that's kind of how that all worked out. But great job, Abby.
Well, of course, that always puts you in a good mood, and it's always good to have a car dealer in a good mood.
Absolutely. That's the big thing. It's you know, we were talking yesterday and everything. It's just been crazy to think that May is almost done. And what's really even crazier than that is it seemed like just yesterday or, well, actually, I was going to say it seems like yesterday was snowing. Well, actually, it was about 4 weeks ago. Mm-hmm. But, oh, how the time changes. But the great part is, you know what, folks? If you're waiting for summer, if you're waiting for anything to go on, don't wait any longer because time's just flying right by. And with us getting into the summer, you know, I think last week we were actually talking, you know, car guys don't like to talk about it, but we acknowledge it. Gas prices, they're going up. And I'll tell you what, right now at that Midway Chevrolet Buick location, they have got some fantastic deals out there. And even with the Cadillac line right now, Cadillac is getting extremely aggressive. We have got some of the coolest Motor Trend vehicles, brand new car of the year. It was that Cadillac ATS. This vehicle is absolutely nuts. 3.6 liter V6 engine, plenty of horsepower, plenty of response. It is the BMW 3 Series killer. Now, we're talking about fuel economy a little bit. What about the Chevrolet Cruze? Did you know you can go ahead and get in a 2013 Chevrolet Eco Cruze, get 42 miles to the gallon with a manual transmission? Other cool things too, you got that brand new redesigned Chevrolet Malibu. You're talking up to 38 mpg out on the highway in that vehicle. And what's great too is, where else can you go and get a midsize SUV and get 32 mpg? Well, that rhymed. That was pretty nice. But that Chevrolet Equinox, I mean, it has literally been the best-selling vehicle on Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac's lot over the last 3 years. Four-cylinder front-wheel drive model gets you 32 mpg. And let's say you want to go with an all-wheel drive V6. Still, it's very stout. You're talking about a V6 engine, all-wheel drive, and you're still going to be in the mid to upper 20s for fuel economy. And that's just a couple of the products that they have out there right now. But the big thing is, too, folks, cheap, 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 cheap money. 1.9% financing on all these brand new vehicles with approved credit. And you can go ahead and get all of the rebates, all the incentives. And on some of these Silverados right now, you go and you talk to Heath Phillips or talk to Darren Sprague and the gang down there. Everybody knows Kim Bullock down there. Get on down there. You're talking up to $11,000 off select Silverados if you qualify for all the right incentives. Folks, the only way you can truly figure out what you're going to qualify for, what the best deal is just to go down there and see Heath Phillips and the gang and just tell them that Doug sent you down.
Hey, sounds good. Thanks, Andy. We'll see you tomorrow, man.
Hey, thanks, buddy.
Don't forget, Midway Auto Dealers are on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney, Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac, Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Check them out at thinkmidway.com online. And we'll be back with more of the Doug and Daddy Show right after this.
Lose 30 pounds in only 3 weeks? Really? If you're frustrated with outrageous weight loss promises, Complete Nutrition is about to change that. Try Refirm, the first ever and only weight loss product on the market that actually shrinks fat cells.
This is Dr. Lisa Stout. I'm excited to tell you about the breakthrough weight loss product from Complete Nutrition called Refirm. Refirm does something you've never experienced. It actually shrinks fat cells, and that means losing weight and fitting into your clothes faster.
Refirm revs up energy and metabolism, but also shrinks fat cells. Hurry into your neighborhood Complete Nutrition store while supplies last. Please note, if you lose more than 10 pounds in 10 days, visit your Complete Nutrition store to adjust your plan.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island just north of Gordman's off Highway 281 and in Kearney just north of Sun Mart on 2nd Avenue.
At Advance Auto Parts, when you buy more, you save more. Right now, you can get a 5-plus quartz jug, a Valvoline conventional oil, and DriveWorks filter for just $20.99. But as any video game football player knows, you always go for two. So when you get two Valvoline oil change specials, they're just $17.99 each. You save $6 more instantly. Don't waste time mailing things in. Get it now at Advance Auto Parts. See store for details.
Excuse me, sir.
Hi, what do you need?
Pants in a 44 waist.
Looking for something lace?
No, a 44 waist.
A shoelace?
I need a 44 waist.
We don't carry that size.
What? I won a prize?
No.
Stop shopping in no man's land. There's a better way for bigger men to find clothes. Now open. Visit DestinationXL.com to find a store near you. Destination XL. Big on...
Nebraska's top graduating senior high school football players from the North and South meet Saturday for the 55th time. This year, for the first time in Kearney, at the Ron and Carol Cope Stadium on the UNK campus. Follow the action on Classic Hits 98.9 FM with a 1:45 pregame and 2 p.m. kickoff. Broadcast presented by Kappa, taking pride in doing what they can to make it easier, faster, and more profitable for you. The Shrine Bowl, Saturday. Also streaming live statewide on your smartphone and ClassicHits989.com.
Sunny to partly cloudy skies will continue across the area through the day today with a high in the mid-70s with winds out of the west becoming gusty at 15 to 30. Tonight, there's an isolated chance for a shower developing late with a low temperature near 50. Right now, it's 70.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. We're in the final furlong of the month of May, and we look forward to June. UNK Blue Gold Golf is coming up on Monday. Their big fundraiser. Looking forward to being a part of that, and that's going on Monday. We will have some special guests to recap what's going on over the weekend and some upcoming events. A lot of all-star games going on next week as well. And so we'll be talking about those. Doug and Daddy Show reminding you that the big news yesterday, the Eagles, they're coming to Lincoln. That's not Michael Bublé. That's the Eagles, people. And again, that's pretty good. Maybe not the greatest get you could get, but I know everybody is fired up. Well, not everybody, but I've seen a lot of the social media and the tweets and the Facebook and the emails that everybody's fired up about the Eagles on Friday night, October the 4th, and then the Huskers do play the next morning. That's that Illinois homecoming game at 11 a.m., so if you're going, you better get your motel rooms booked, and remember that if it's on a Husker weekend, don't even try some of the places that require you to get the 3 nights. But the Eagles will be in town in Lincoln on the 4th of October, and then Nebraska and Illinois coming up the next day. Going to be a great weekend to grill out, and there is nothing better to put on your grill than anything, absolutely anything, that you can pick up at Troutman's. Now, I've never put one of the snack sticks on the grill because I don't think you need to, but everything you could possibly want, because Troutman's is your USDA Choice Certified Angus beef, and every steak is quality aged a minimum of 30 days for peak flavor and tenderness. Oh, want some right now? There's always a large selection of fresh and smoked sausage. You can mix in some of their fresh frozen seafood available as well. Take the snack sticks, put them in the tackle box, put them in the van, put them in the golf bag, and you've got something to gnaw on that is so tasty anytime that you're out and about, and maybe just something to take to work while you're on break as well. You can't do any better than the variety of sausages fresh out of the smokehouse. They're always the normal, everyday, and then do a chili cheese, maybe a cherry brat, maybe a pineapple brat. There are a great number to choose from, and Carrie and the gang are open 6 days a week for you at Troutman's Quality Meats here on Highway 30, East Highway 30 in Kearney, and they want you to stop by, see them today. Open Monday through Saturday. Don't waste your time while you're grilling. Put the best on at Troutman's Quality Meats, a grill's best friend. Well, let's make our picks. We've had the guys make their picks earlier in the week with Phil Stanton of College Baseball and Steve Pivovar of the Omaha World Herald from the College Baseball Championships, and let's try and make our picks. I'm not sure that we're going to take it all the way out to the national champion today with this field of 64, because that would be quite the pick. That might even be tougher than getting the Super Bowl correct at the beginning of the year, because you have half as many to choose from. But let's give you our picks just so we have something to do here and talk about as we get into those super regionals. I believe North Carolina gets out of theirs, and they will play South Carolina. A lot of people like Clemson in that little regional. I'm going to take the host, South Carolina. They just have found a way, even though Ray Tanner has moved on to the next level, they've found a way to have a great tradition there. Then you've got the next region. You've always got some upsets in there, and North Carolina State is hosting. They're in with Ole Miss, William & Mary, and Binghamton. I'm going to stay with North Carolina State. They are the chalk, but a lot of people like Ole Miss. Then you go out west, Oregon, Rice, San Francisco, and South Dakota State. San Francisco has battled all those teams in California. I would not be surprised to see them be a Cinderella surprise there, but Oregon is so good, and Rice, isn't it about time for them to make a return? I will take Rice out of that region. Cal State Fullerton, they're in with Arizona State, New Mexico, and Columbia. I'm going to take Cal State. They're 48-8. Very rarely do you see the teams with less than 10 losses at least not make the Super Regionals. They may not always move on like an LSU last year, but they get there into the Super Regionals. UCLA, the all-California region, with Cal Poly, San Diego, and San Diego State. San Diego's got the nation's leading home run hitter, but none of these teams really come off the radar at you, and UCLA is looking pretty good, so I'll stay with them. Then the next region with Virginia Tech, the number one seed that a lot of people, they're in that spot really for the first time, and so I'm not going to take them, and I'm going to go with the Chanticleers. That's what I'm doing. Coastal Carolina, the three seed, to beat past Oklahoma, Connecticut, and Virginia Tech. Then I'll take LSU to play them in the Super Regionals against Jackson State, Sam Houston State, Louisiana Lafayette. You come to the other side, Vanderbilt's up top. That's with Illinois, Georgia Tech, and East Tennessee State. I'll take Vanderbilt. They're just pretty darn good team. I'd like to see Illinois do well. I just don't think they can muster the offense. And then you got the Louisville Regional. I think this is the toughest region, the Super Region, if Vanderbilt plays either Louisville, Miami of Florida, Oklahoma State at 39-17 is the three seed in this Super Regional. Louisville has got an outstanding pitching staff, and that's usually what it comes down to. I guess they find a way to come out of that regional, and I think Vanderbilt and Louisville, that will be the best Super Regional. Then we get down to Indiana. I'm going to take Indiana. That's not a head pick. That's a heart pick. I want to see the Big Ten do well. I want to see Indiana carry the torch. Steve Pivovar even has them coming all the way to Omaha, which I think is an extreme long shot, considering Austin Peay is in their region. And I think they're very formidable. Florida, out of the SEC, that's tough. Then on the other side, you've got Florida State, Alabama, Troy, and Savannah State. A lot of people love this Troy ball club. And I'm going to take Troy as a monster upset because that will give Indiana a chance to get to the College World Series. So I'm going to take Troy to somehow upset Florida State at Florida State, which I know would be a long, long, long shot. Then you get down to that final bracket. Virginia's in with Army, Elon, and UNC Wilmington. That just looks too easy. One of those teams is going to push Virginia, but we'll take Coach O'Connor and Virginia to make it into the Super Regional. Mississippi State against Central Arkansas, who our man Phil Stanton from College Baseball Insider says that could be that four seed, that Stony Brook, that Kent State that makes a lot of noise this year. Mercer is in there in South Alabama. I'll tell you what, I'm going to go along with Phil and say that there is an upset here, but I'm going to go with Mercer to come out of that super or out of that regional and play Virginia. And then finally, Kansas State, Arkansas, Bryant, and Wichita State. There is a story with each one of those programs. Arkansas's got to find a way to score because Kansas State has proven that they can score runs, and they have got to find a way to score. But I'm going to go with that maybe being the most interesting regional out there. Of all of these 16 regionals, I'm going to go with that being the most interesting, and I'm still going to take Dave Van Horn and Arkansas. And then finally, you got Oregon State, who's just way too good. Oregon State will play Arkansas in the Super Regionals with A&M, Santa Barbara, and San Antonio. I think whoever comes out of that Louisville-Vanderbilt bracket is my favorite to win the entire College World Series. I think that is the side that if they can get out of that, then I think it sets up for that team to have an easier side than the side that has North Carolina and LSU and Cal State Fullerton. So those are the early predictions for the College World Series. We'll see how it all plays out. And the interesting thing is maybe we'll still have some baseball to talk about on Monday. But our attention, of course, to the Shrine Bowl tomorrow, about 26 hours away from kickoff. Our pregame is at 1:30. Kickoff will be right after 2 o'clock from Foster Field. Folks, come out and enjoy it. It should be a beautiful day to watch the best football players in the state. And I know you're always asked to support things, but the Shriners are another place that does some great, great work. And, of course, you're going to get to catch a great football game as well. So come on out and enjoy it tomorrow. And we will have it on 98.9 FM. Also, PlatteRiverPreps.com, our high school site that gives you all the photos, gives you all the stories, gives you all the podcasts, all the streaming. It's all there. Check it out at PlatteRiverPreps.com at any time for the latest in high school sports. And thanks to Sean Callahan for joining us on today's show. We'll be back on Monday as we welcome in the month of June. Have a great weekend, everyone. And don't forget, Game 6, Miami and Indiana, tomorrow night at 7:30 is right here on ESPN Radio.
All sports, one source, two stations, KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Drew. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game!